Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents...
Wild Bill Hickok! Hiya, neighbors! Strap on your shooting irons and let's saddle up for another thrill-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure with Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine, that's me, as his pal Jingles. Brought to you by the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box. The cereal with the sweetening already on it. Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Dangerous Advice. Know when Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops taste best? Anytime you eat them. They're wonderful with milk or cream for breakfast. And for a snack, nothing beats Sugar Corn Pops. Because they're not just sugar-coated, they're shot with sugar. You get shot with sugar flavor in every bite. From a bowl, from a box, any time of day, Sugar Corn Pops are best. So next time Mom goes shopping, let her know you want those shot with sugar Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles ran across many strange people in their work of upholding the law in the Old West. But one of the strangest they ever met was a mild-mannered little professor who soon had the two lawmen involved in dangerous advice.
To say is that this is a heck of a day to have to work, Bill Hickok.
Jingles, any day is a bad day to work as far as you're concerned.
Oh, you make it sound like I'm lazy or something. All I object to is working on a holiday.
What holiday is this?
It's my Grandma Sadie's birthday. And ever since I can remember, the Jones family always took a holiday on her birthday.
Well, I don't think the U.S. Marshal's Office considers that a legal holiday, partner. Besides, with Jug Farrow and his gang shooting up the country, we'd have to work even if it was Christmas Day.
What's that no-good weasel done now, Bill?
Oh, he and his gun hands pulled a raid on the bank in Cactus Junction. Shut up the bank manager and Sheriff Wilson.
So, with the sheriff out of action, it's up to us to run down the varmint and put him in jail.
That's about the size of it. And I don't know just where to start. Jug and his gang are holed up somewhere here in the mountains, but I don't know where.
Yeah, we'll just start looking. Speaking of looking... Take a look at what's on the road up ahead of us.
Yeah, I see it. An old-fashioned covered wagon.
Yeah, I haven't seen a real prairie schooner like that for years, Bill. Wonder what it's doing way out here.
Let's go find out. Get up there, Buckshot.
Move along, Joker.
You know, I thought most of the covered wagons went to California with the 49ers during the gold rush.
Well, maybe one of them didn't find gold and he's coming back.
The gold rush was 20 years ago, Jingle.
Well, maybe he didn't give up very easy. Whoa, Joker, who?
Easy, Buckshot. Who?
That's funny. Just sitting here with the horses hitched, nobody around.
Maybe somebody's inside.
It don't look like it. No, nobody in here. Bill, we've discovered a mystery.
Well, whoever's been driving this rig is around someplace. The horses are still warm.
Hey, Bill, look there. That sign painted on the canvas.
Yeah, wonder what that's all about.
I'll read it to you. Horace Early Bird Advisory Service. Advice on any subject. Nominal fees. Advice guaranteed.
I can read, Jingles. I just wonder what it means.
It means Horace Early Bird is in the advice business.
Well, Horace Early Bird is in a part of the country where giving too much advice can be very dangerous. Now, folks around here don't like to be told what to do.
I'm wondering what sort of a gent Mr. Early Bird is.
I'm wondering where Mr. Early Bird is.
Probably looking for a worm. That's a dandy.
Hello there. Here I am.
Bill.
All right, Jingles. He's up on that rock above us.
Let's see. Hey, you gentlemen looking for advice or just... Oh, pass him through.
No, we're not looking for advice. What was you doing up on that rock?
Oh, my goodness, aren't you nosy? I was merely observing the countryside. I'm always observant. That's Horace Earlybird for you. That's how I stored up the great fund of knowledge that I dispense in my business.
Well, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles is always observant, too. That's how we catch all the owl hoots that make up our business.
Wild Bill Hickok? That must be you.
That's right, Mr. Earlybird. I'm the U.S. Marshal around here.
And I'm Jingles, his big old jolly deputy.
Oh, say you are, aren't you? Big, that is that all you?
Since you're always observant, maybe you saw a few riders heading through this way.
Yeah, we're looking for as mean a bunch of bank bandits as you ever saw.
A bank bandit? Oh, my goodness. As a matter of fact, I did see a group of men, three of them, to be precise, stopped and asked me for advice about the trail I'd just come over. Oh, yes, and they didn't pay me for my services.
You gonna charge us for that bit of information?
Oh, no. It's my civic duty to offer assistance at no charge to officials of the law.
Good! We're getting it for free, Bill.
Which way did these three riders go?
Well, as a matter of fact, they left the trail and they headed back into that little canyon. You see that little canyon right there where the stream flows through? Say, what's back in there?
Nothing but a bunch of rocks and caves.
Bill, that's Wilderness Canyon. That's an awful place to have to trail anybody.
It sure is. There's a place for a bushwhacker to hide at every turn.
Yeah, well, if you're going in there after them, let me give you some advice.
Well, as long as we're getting it for nothing.
Well, if I were you, Jingles, now let me see, what would I... Oh, yes, I'd move your left holster a little farther forward. Yes, that's right. And sit up straighter in the saddle. Yeah, it looks to me like you're a little bit off balance.
Oh, it does, huh? Well, it looks to me like you're a little unbalanced yourself. Now, I've been riding this way and carrying my guns this way for a long time. And I ain't had no trouble yet.
Well, have it your own way. I only offer advice. My customers don't have to take it.
Well, thanks anyway, Mr. Earlybird. Come on, Jingles. Let's head into Wilderness Canyon.
Nerve of that little guy telling me how to ride and carry my gun.
He just wanted to help, Jingle. Hey, let's pull up here a minute and have a look. We're getting into the steep part of the canyon.
Yep, oh, Joker.
Easy, Buckshot. Woo-wah.
You're sure right about this canyon, Bill. Big rocks to hide behind wherever you look. Why, there could be one of Jug Farrell's gang on the other side of this boulder right here.
Yeah, I suppose there could be.
There's three of us, Hickok. Hmm? Get your hands up.
Bill!
Don't turn around. Each of us has got two guns pointing right at your back.
Not much we can do, then. Get your hands up, Jingle.
They're up. Somehow I got the feeling that things just ain't working out the way they should.
Sugar Corn Pops hit the mark. Yes, sir, those shot with sugar golden puffs of corn are perfect first thing in the morning with a little milk or cream poured over them. No need to mess with a sugar bowl, remember, because the sweetening's already on them. Yep, better than you could do it yourself. Why, each and every golden nugget of corn is shot with sugar. And that makes Sugar Corn Pops hit the mark at snack time, too, Wranglers. Like in the middle of the morning, after lunch, or when you're sitting listening to the radio or reading a good Western. Mmm, that's mighty sweet eating. Sugar Corn Pops aren't just sugar-coated. They're shot with sugar, so that you get shot with sugar flavor in every bite. And say, because it's such a swell cereal and snack, you'll need a large box of Sugar Corn Pops. Tell Mom to look for the picture of Guy Madison or Andy Devine galloping his horse in the front of the package. And look for those magic words, shot with sugar. Then she's sure to bring home those mmm-mmm. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet, just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
While Bill and Jingles had just ridden into Wilderness Canyon on the trail of the bank robbers when they stopped for a look at the rough country around them. Instantly, they were covered by the guns of Jug Farrell and his gang.
No I'll make a move, Hickok, or I'll blow a hole right in your back. Get their guns, Dutch.
Right, Jim.
Bonnie, you take your rope and tie them to that pine tree. Put one of them on each side, back to back. Tie them so tight they can't possibly get loose.
You mean you got Wild Bill Hickok cold in front of your sights and you're letting him live?
Shut up. I know what I'm doing. By the time he gets loose, we'll be so far gone, he'll never catch us. But just in case we do get picked up sometime, I don't want Hickok's killing on my head.
I'm glad to hear that, Farrell.
I'm not doing you any favors. I just know what a lot of folks would do to me for killing you.
Well, I feel a lot safer now.
Get your hands back up.
Look out for him, Farrell.
Hold it. I said I didn't want to kill you. But if you make one move, I will.
Let me give you a little advice.
Careful, Jingles. Careful. You know you don't like anybody giving you advice.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We've done enough talking. Finish tying him up, Bonnie.
All done, Farrell. Now let's get out of here. As long as this smart star pack is still alive, I ain't riding easy.
Yeah, sure, let's go. I hope somebody comes along this trail in a few days and finds you, Hickok. Be too bad if you and Jingles starve to death.
We'll get loose somehow. And when we do, look out. Me and Bill get you three sidewinders if we have to trail you to the North Pole.
Now let me give you a little advice, big boy. You keep that mouth of yours shut.
Take it easy, Jingles.
All right.
Farrell, one of these days real soon, you're going to get paid for that slap. With interest.
Bill, how are we going to get out of this one? I've been tied up before, but never like that Barney tied us up.
Don't talk so much and keep pulling at those ropes. There might not be anybody along this trail for a month or more.
I'm not sure I can last that long. I'm getting hungry already.
Hold it a minute.
But you just told me to keep pulling on the rope.
Quiet, I hear something.
So do I. A nice babbling brook that's just out of reach, and I'm thirsty.
Jingles, will you be quiet for a minute?
Oh.
I think somebody's coming up the trail in a wagon.
Hey, somebody is coming. I can hear it now.
And look who it is.
I can't look. I got my back tied up against this pine tree. You tell me.
It's Horace Earlybird, the advice man, with his covered wagon.
Oh, not him. Bill, think what kind of advice he'll start giving out when he sees us trussed up here like a couple of Thanksgiving turkeys.
Whoa, Shakespeare. Whoa, bacon.
What did he call them two horses, Bill?
He called one Shakespeare and the other Bacon.
Why don't he call them Bacon and Egg?
Only a man with Early Bird's education would pick those two names, Jingles. Howdy, Mr. Early Bird. We're glad to see you.
Well. Oh, Marshal Hickok and Jingles, you seem to have gotten into a little trouble. Well, my advice to you is...
I want your advice, I'll pay for it. And please don't give me any more for free. Now, cut that rope and get us out of this.
Why, of course I will. I was just going to say that my advice would be to you to... You could do a much better job of catching those bank robbers if you weren't tied to a tree.
Now, there's an idea I never would have thought of. There is a real smart suggestion, Early Bird, old boy.
Yes.
Now, shut up and cut that rope!
All right.
Thanks, Early Bird. I'm glad you came along. Let's dig out our guns out of the brush, Jingles, and hit the trail after those bandits.
Oh, sure, just as soon as I get my arms to working again.
Oh, your arms. Oh, well, just a minute, Jingles. I'll show you a very good exercise to restore the circulation in your arms.
If it's all the same to you, Early, I'll just swing them around like I always have. And I'll get my exercise thumping them bank bandits around when we catch up with them.
When we do catch them, we'll have to be careful they don't play another trick on us like they did this time.
Oh, yes, that's right. They'll be watching for you, won't they, Wild Bill?
They sure will. Wherever they camp, they'll have a guard out on the trail.
Oh, say, why not disguise yourselves and take them by surprise?
Early Bird, now you may be pretty smart, but how are you going to disguise me?
Oh, yes, you do present a problem, Jingles, but I have an idea.
Let's hear it.
My advice to you...
Oh, here we go again.
...is to take my covered wagon and follow those men. I can bring your horses along behind you and stay out of sight. And when you come to their camp, you can drive right in before they discover who you are.
I'm going to say something I never thought I'd say.
Oh, what's that, Jingles?
Your advice sounds pretty good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How about it, Bill?
It might work at that. At least it's better than riding into another ambush. Well, come on, let's give it a try. Looks like we've caught up to them already, Jingles. I can see campfire smoke come out of those trees up ahead.
Yeah, they probably figure we're still tied to that pine tree, and they ain't in too much of a hurry.
Crawl back inside the wagon, Jingles. You're too easy to spot.
All right, keep your eyes open. You said yourself they'll probably have a guard watching the trail.
There's one right now, stepping out from behind that tree. All right, keep your head down.
It's down. But he'll know who you are, won't he?
Not till I get real close. By then, maybe I can keep him from saying anything about it. Who, team? Who? Slow down there.
What's he doing, Bill? I can't see.
Waving a gun to stop him. Who are there now? Who?
Just keep them hands high, stranger. I'll find out who you are and where you're going with that rig.
I don't figure that's any of your business.
It's Hickok.
That's right, but keep it a secret.
I'm coming, Bill. Hang on to his, he'll hit you with his arm. I'll take that gun away from
Hurry it up, Jingle, before he fires a shot and warns the others.
Let go of that, you coyote.
Ow. Ow, my rib.
I'll break it if you don't let go of that six gun. There it goes, Bill. It's all yours.
Good work, Jingles.
I don't need a gun for you.
We'll see about that.
Billy's going to yell.
No, you don't.
That'll keep your mouth shut.
Blast
for a while.
You, Hickok.
He's got a knife.
I see it.
Take it away from me, Bill. He'll kill you with that thing.
Say, Panhandle, how'd you like our guests at the ranch this morning?
Well, I thought they were powerful, nice young wranglers. And I sure did like the way they went after those Kellogg sugar corn pops for breakfast. I noticed they had two bowlfuls each. And say, I noticed, too, they knew our little jingle. Pops are sweeter, the taste is new, they're shot with sugar through and through. You know, it's a fact. Sugar shooting makes Kellogg sugar corn pops so luscious. Yes, sir, these big golden pops of corn are shot with sugar through and through. Why, they're sweetened better than you could ever do with a spoon. Now, folks, enjoy Kellogg sugar corn pops for breakfast. Just pour on milk or cream. Then have them as a snack any time of the day, after school, or when you're listening to your favorite radio programs. And don't forget, an average-sized bowl full of Kellogg sugar corn pops gives you your full day's need of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, plus lots of other swell minerals and vitamins, too.
So, partners, ask Mom to bring you home Kellogg's good sugar corn pops that are shot with sugar through and through.
While Bill and Jingles, driving into the camp of the bank robbers in the borrowed covered wagon, managed to surprise the guard, he gave Wild Bill a terrific battle and finally pulled a knife on him.
Bill, get his knife!
Try and get it, Hickok. I'll cut you up in little pieces.
Not if you're out cold, you won't.
Look out! Ooh-wee. Bill, you scared me to death. Wading in on a jasper with a knife like that.
I had to get him or he'd have got me, Jingles. All right, tie him up quick and let's get on into the camp before those other jaspers get suspicious.
This is the same coyote that tied us to the tree. I'm going to show him a few knots that are even better than his.
Hurry it up. I hear horses coming.
Where?
Up the trail behind us. I didn't expect trouble from that way.
I'm getting so I expect trouble from every direction. That's where it usually comes from.
We'd better find out who it is, Jingles. Get behind the wagon and we'll surprise him. A little closer now. Hold on and get your hands up.
Mr. Earlybird.
Yes.
Early, old boy. You shouldn't have come sneaking up on people. You're liable to run into somebody that shoots first and says, hold it afterwards.
Oh, well, I'm glad it was you, too, I ran into. Oh, how's the plan working out, Wild Bill?
Just fine so far, but Jingles and I are too easily spotted.
Oh, then let me offer a little advice.
Go ahead. You'll do it anyhow.
But let me drive the wagon on into camp while you and Jingles hide in the back.
That might work. Leave our horses here and we'll give it a try. But be careful. If those two bandits get suspicious, they're going to shoot to kill.
Early Bird, old boy, how'd you happen to get into the advice business?
Oh, I've always liked to tell people what to do, and finally I decided I might just well get paid for it.
How's business been lately?
Oh, it's not bad, Bill. Of course, I make mistakes now and then, of course. Like the hen-pecked husband I advised last week.
What'd you advise him to do?
I told him to talk right back to his wife.
And if that didn't stop her, to slap her sassy face.
Did he do it?
Well, yes, he did. I'll have to go back and collect my fee one of these days after he gets out of the hospital.
Well, my advice to you is don't go back. You're healthy now. Why crowd your luck?
All right, partner, get on. Stay out of sight.
Oh, yes, of course. We're coming to the camp now. And both men are watching me with their six guns drawn.
We've got our guns ready, too. We can peek out from under the canvas.
Drive right on in, Early Bird. If they start anything, we'll finish it.
Here they come. Get ready.
We're all set.
All in right there. Pull up.
Yeah, whoa. Go there. Whoa.
Here are the old geezer we met down in the valley. What's the idea of following us up through the canyon?
Why, my friend, I'm not following you. I'm a wanderer. I'm just a gypsy at heart who goes wherever my fancy dictates.
Skip the fancy chatter and get down off that wagon. We want to take a look for ourselves.
Yes, sir, if you come into this wagon, you're trespassing on private property.
If you don't get down off of there, you're going to have a .45 caliber slug trespassing on your wishbone.
Oh, well, that's a mighty strong argument, so I'll get down.
Pharaoh, Hickok's in here.
Shut him up, Jingles.
Hey, Cox! Take a body!
Doc Early Bird, get down!
Let him have it! Blast him out of there!
You got one, Bill. Pharaoh dove under the wagon.
Come on, Jingles.
There he is.
Ah! Hold on, Pharaoh. You're not going anywhere. Cut it out. You can't fight with that broken arm, and I don't want to knock you out if I don't have to.
All right, Hickok, you win. We should have knocked you off when we had the drop on you.
Yeah, I suppose you should have, but I'm just as happy now that you decided not to.
Good work, Marshal Hickok. Now, if I can just offer a little bit of advice.
Early Bird, old pal, old friend, old partner, you've been real helpful up to now, but please, no more advice.
Well, I was just going to suggest that you take these three renegades to jail and lock them up.
Well, I think Bill and me know how to do that all right. If you really want to be helpful, I'll bet Pharaoh and his gang would appreciate some advice on how to keep from staying in the pokey for the next 20 years.
Here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us today, folks. We'll be back your way again this Friday.
Yes, sir, and with another action-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure story, plan to be with us, will you?
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Kids, they're very personally yours. Yes, Kellogg's wonderful variety pack contains 10 personal portion boxes of Kellogg's cereals. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Pep, and other favorites. 10 personal portion boxes, extra fresh to you. Get Kellogg's variety pack with 10 personal portion boxes of Kellogg's tasty cereals. Flaked, popped, shredded, and ready sweetened. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Howard McNear, Lou Krugman, and Howard Culver. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
world is that I have the and the it and Mingush. Here are boots for us, Mithral Beef's guests, Ness and Earth. Now, we rather than the Mingivic Yabs or us, Mithral Beef's guests, and we hear when it. That's nice, yes, thousands of years and said, David. He bestowed the seats as the last gas at fast when he didn't begin at a boost, said the member. Now, the silly kid to ruin the sad bestowed since then he didn't begin. Earth, I've been across the crash, get on back and full of beef, so money. Thank you both, Bob, to say that.